What is the Australian government trying to do regarding the TPP at this point?
Well, the Australian government and the 10 other governments involved in the TPP are trying to revive it without the US, because the US has withdrawn. And the Australian government is actually saying that they want a version of the TPP with hardly any changes. Now, we were never in favour of the TPP, but to have the TPP without the US, with no changes, is even worse than with the US. And the reason for that is that the TPP text includes stronger monopolies on medicines, which would especially make biologic medicines more expensive for longer. They're the ones that are used to treat cancer and other serious diseases. It would permit or allow foreign investors to sue Australian governments, bypassing national courts and going to international tribunals, which would mean and claiming millions of dollars in compensation for domestic laws, even if those laws deal with, say, the environment or public health. And there are many other features of the TPP which basically increase the rights of corporations and reduce the rights of governments to regulate in the public interest. It doesn't make any sense for the Australian government to be supporting these provisions, which are not in the interests of most Australians, when most governments in the TPP only agreed to those proposals because the US said you must agree to them in order to get access to US markets. And so within the 11 countries, there's a disagreement. On the one hand, there's Australia, New Zealand, Japan, who are saying we want to keep the TPP mostly as it is, even though we're not going to get access to the US market. And other governments like Malaysia and Vietnam who are saying, well, we never really wanted these things there, and without the US market access, it doesn't make any sense to keep them. So we're urging our government not to persist with these negotiations, and certainly not to persist with arguing that the TPP should remain unchanged. It's important also to know that the Australian Senate inquiry into the TPP text, which had all these, that text which contained all these bad things, said that it, well, they refused to endorse that text. So we believe that if the TPP 11 group comes back with a text which is very similar to the TPP but just crosses out the US, it will still have to go through all the parliamentary processes, and we think that the majority in the Senate, the ALP, Greens and Nick Xenophon will reject it again because it's not in the interest of most Australians.
And why is the Turnbull government so insistent in pushing for the TPP, even though we have a free trade agreement with the US, which seems to be the main draw card of the actual agreement?
Yes, we actually have free trade agreements with all but three of the other 11 TPP countries. Well, I think that they're really... It's a bit of a mystery, but I think that they're acting in the interests of global corporations that want this agreement. And they're also trying to keep those provisions of the TPP alive because they want to use them as standards in other trade negotiations. But it's interesting that, so it's partly a sort of ideological commitment to say it was a good agreement, we negotiated it, we want to keep the same provisions. Certainly they're being lobbied by the pharmaceutical companies and other international companies that want ISDS and so on to keep those provisions. But I think the reality is that they are quietly preparing for the TPP not to happen because they've also initiated individual bilateral negotiations with two of the three countries which are with which they don't already have free trade agreements, and that's with Peru and Mexico. And they announced those in the last couple of months. If they really thought the TPP was going to be resurrected by November, which is the target date, I don't think they would have bothered to have separate bilateral negotiations with Peru and Mexico, who are two of the three countries not covered by FTAs, but would be covered if the TPP was resurrected. So there's some smoke and mirrors going on here, but I think it is a sort of ideological commitment and also the result of lobbying from groups like the pharmaceutical companies or other international companies that want to have ISDS and so on, the right of foreign investors to sue governments.
Yesterday, AFTRNET, in collaboration with the Australian Council of Trade Unions, held a rally campaigning against the TPP. What went down?
Well, it wasn't a huge rally because we only had a few days to organise it because the location was kept secret and we only found out by doing some ringing around of places where it might be. But it was a successful rally in that we had representation not only from unions but public health organisations, aid and development organisations, women's groups, environment groups. So, and we exposed the fact that the negotiations were going on at the International Intercontinental Hotel, and we were able to get some public debate and certainly a lot of social media coverage about what was happening there. So it was quite a lively rally. We had good speakers, and there's pictures of it on our Facebook page, the AFTRNET Facebook page. For us, it was an exercise to expose these negotiations to public view.
And what exactly were the negotiations trying to achieve, do you think?
Well, I think they're trying to resolve what is quite a big contradiction between those governments like Australia, Japan and New Zealand, who are saying, well, we could just have a new version of the TPP by crossing out the US. It would still be a new agreement, but it would be essentially the same text as the old agreement. And those countries like Malaysia and Vietnam and others who are saying, well, we only reluctantly agreed to things like stronger medicines monopolies and investor rights to sue governments, so we want to renegotiate most of the text or quite a lot of the text. And I don't think that disagreement has been resolved yet. They're hoping to resolve it by November. There's a ministerial meeting in November where they'll announce whether they've got enough agreement to proceed with further negotiations. It's not all going to be finalised by November, but they will at least make a decision about whether there's enough agreement to, you know, proceed with further a new version of the TPP. Whatever it is, even if they just cross out the US, it will be a new agreement and they will have to go through the process of signing and then releasing the text, which is only ever released after it's signed, not before, which is another one of our problems with these trade agreements, the secrecy. And then it would, in Australia, it would have to be reviewed by a parliamentary committee, and the implementing legislation would have to be go through the parliament. And that's where the TPP came up against opposition in the Senate. The original text came up against opposition in the Senate. And it, certainly if it looked like the previous text of the TPP, we would be campaigning for the majority in the Senate not to pass the implementing legislation.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention about the ongoing campaign against the TPP?
Well, you can go to our website, aftrnet.org.au, to look at our latest posts on why the TPP shouldn't be re-erected and what are the problems with it. And we've also got a message that you can send to the Trade Minister telling him not to revive the TPP, the zombie TPP as we're calling it. So there's plenty of information there, and we will be holding more activities as the campaign progresses. So you can sign up to get our updates or donate to the campaign at our website, aftrnet.org.au.